T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And I just felt really scared, and I felt that my whole family was in danger.
This just seems so surreal to us, and how could this happen here?
My heart is broken for this wonderful community.
Welcome to WBBM In Depth. I'm Jill DeGroot. Another American mass shooting. This time, it's close to home. The Highland Park Independence Day parade left at least 7 dead and dozens of others with injuries. Shots rang through the busy area roughly 10 minutes after kickoff, striking many attendees and sending hundreds fleeing for safety. WBBM's Nancy Hardy spoke with spectators who described the scene of panic and chaos after the gunmen began firing. Amirani Garcia and her daughter couldn't tell where the shots were coming from.
I just kept running with my daughter. My daughter was just crying. She just, "Mommy, I lost my shoe. I lost my shoe." And I'm like, "Baby, don't worry about your shoe right now. You're going to be fine. I'm going to get you to a safe place."
Alexander Sandoval said he tried to find a place to keep his 5-year-old son safe.
I tried to break into one of the buildings, but I couldn't break the glass. The shooting stopped, but like, he reloaded. And that's when we had to keep moving. So I picked up my son and I put him in the garbage dumpster.
After the tragedy, Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering made a statement.
"Our community, like so many before us, is devastated. It's impossible to imagine the pain of this kind of tragedy until you're confronted with it. Gun violence, a mass shooting such as this, casts a much wider net of agony than what the public is typically exposed to. It's a crisis that devastates entire families and communities in a single moment, and we know it's going to take a long, long time, if ever, to heal."
One of the victims of the shooting was a grandfather visiting from Mexico. 76-year-old Nicolas Toledo was sitting in his wheelchair along the parade route between his son and his nephew when the bullets began spraying. His granddaughter spoke with CBS2.
"I haven't gotten much updates on my grandma, but I think she's okay, but it's very traumatizing for her because she was right next to my grandpa as well. I think we're all feeling pretty numb. We're all pretty broken inside. I think you hear about these things on the news all the time, but you don't expect it to happen like so close to home, and especially to your family. So it's all kind of affected us really hard. It's a lot."
Nicolas loved fishing and taking walks, his family says. There's a GoFundMe campaign active to assist with his funeral expenses. A person of interest was identified the same day and apprehended in the early evening. 21-year-old Robert Bobby E. Cremo III. Lake County Sheriff's Department spokesperson, Lieutenant Christopher Cavelli, gave updates the following day at a press conference.
"We do believe Cremo pre-planned this attack for several weeks. He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire on the innocent Independence Day celebration goers. The rifle was purchased in Illinois, and the information we have thus far is that it appears to have been purchased legally by Cremo. During the attack, Cremo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos. During the attack, we believe that Karimo fired more than 70 rounds from this rifle into the crowd of innocent people. Following the attack, Karimo exited the roof, he dropped his rifle, and he blended in with the crowd, and he escaped.
Bobby Karimo's uncle, Paul Karimo, was reached for comment.
I'm heartbroken. I'm very heartbroken, and I can't even believe it right now. And I'm praying for all the families and for everybody that got injured and hurt. There's no indication that I've seen at all that would lead up to this at all. I am so sorry from the bottom of my heart.
WBBM's Dave Berner reports that Karimo was a YouTube rapper, going by the online moniker Awake the Rapper. All of his videos and his music on Spotify, as well as Apple Music, have since been taken down. Some of the video images are violent and include weapons. There are also photos of Karimo at local Trump rallies. Chief of the Violent Crimes Unit, Ben Dillon, said that Bobby Karimo made a voluntary statement confessing to the shooting in an interview with police at the Highland Park Police Station. Karimo was charged with 7 counts of murder and faces life imprisonment. Dillon added that Bobby Karimo described to investigators how he dressed in women's clothing and used makeup to cover the tattoos on his face. Dillon says Karimo confessed to firing 83 rounds at parade attendees. Authorities also revealed Wednesday that Karimo fled to Wisconsin with plans of opening fire on more people. WBBM's Dave Berner reports that one of Karimo's 5 weapons was legally picked up at a store called Red Dot Arms in Lake Villa. It is possible that it was the high-powered rifle used in the mass shooting. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Governor Pritzker shared his belief that assault-style firearms should be banned in America.
We need to ban assault weapons, not just in the state of Illinois, but nationally. High-capacity magazines, there's no reason why someone should have 90 bullets at the ready, 30 in each of the cartridges that he used.
Governor Pritzker included that Illinois' red flag law needs to be tightened. A red flag law is a gun control law which allows police to petition a state court to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who they believe presents a danger to themselves or others. As the investigation into the massacre continues, Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly said Highland Park police were called in 2019 about a possible suicide attempt by Karimo. Later that year, a family told police Karimo had threatened to kill people in his home. Neither of these incidents triggered Illinois' red flag law. With the crime scene tape now removed from the scene of the tragedy, memorials are erected throughout the area. Chicago anti-violence activist T.O. Hardiman visited the scene with one message: Illinois needs tougher gun laws.
And there's no need for young people to have assault weapons, semi-automatic weapons. It's just, there's no need.
This is a developing story, so be sure to tune into WBBM for any updates. Subscribe to us on the Odyssey app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts so you don't miss an episode. WBBM In Depth is an original podcast production, produced, written, and edited by Jill DeGroot and Lauren Brown, with editorial direction by Lizzie Baumgartner. Reporting for this episode was done by the WBBM newsroom staff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! sports.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.